Hello!
Oh, he's back! He's back!
Been a long time.
Oh! But, hello, welcome back, Minutemen. We have returned for another episode. Try to have a little bit less of a gap. There you go, that's English.
We've been drinking, it's
We've
okay.
been drinking. We've
it's
been
all
drinking.
Right. It's all right. Hold on!
But yeah. We're back. Want to have a little bit less of a gap between episodes. Hoping you guys enjoyed last episode. It was definitely long. It was the longest episode, I've ever done. But yeah, we are back. Talmadge is back in.
I'm here.
For the first time in a long time, man, we talked about you after you had left about how you had your baby.
I haven't finished listening, but I looked back and I was like, I haven't done one since June 9th. Oh. A long time. And I started listening to the ones you guys had done. And I heard the little send-off you guys gave me. I appreciate that. I'm sure there's some shit-talking in later episodes, but...
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's gotta be. There's gotta be. There should be.
Oh, yeah. No, we talked shit.
Good.
100%.
Good. I like it.
But no, it's good, man. It's good to be back recording. What I want to talk about, right off the bat.
All right.
What's wrong with kids these days? And by kids, I don't mean children. I'm talking about, like, young adults.
So, like teenagers.
Yes, like, kids who are, like, 16, 17 years old. They are insanely undeveloped.
I think...
Especially socially and, like, mentally.
I think a lot of it is they're not driven. There's no... They don't have a lot of end goals, right? Like, they just... A lot of... Like, let's face it, the majority of the time, they're looking at their phone. And that's the thing that they want to do the most. Like, for us, it might have been video games or something like that. But, like... That was always based on something. My phone is just like mindless nonsense that other kids are doing around
TikTok,
the country
and like shit like that.
How crazy have these TikTok challenges gotten?
One of them is like destroying property, like seeing cars and shit like that.
Have you seen any of that in person at all, or any of that?
Some of it was happening at the school that I work at.
Yeah.
We nipped that in the bud real quick.
That's good.
But no, it did happen. Like, a few cars got vandalized and shit, and it's like, that's not fucking funny.
Dude, like...
I'd kill somebody, dude, if I caught someone fucking with my car.
The last three I've seen were the milk crate one, which was like, all right, that's funny to watch, but you guys are fucking morons.
What's the milk crate one?
I believe this... They stack milk crates next to each other in, like, a pyramid. But it's just a two-dimensional pyramid. So there's not, like, a... No width to it. It's just long and tall.
Okay.
You know? And the middle one is 7 crates high, and then it goes up to there. Okay. And the goal is to walk across up and down without falling down, but the milk crates are not connected in any way, so they just wiggle back and forth as you walk. Most people fall down and smash the head off the ground. So, it's funny to watch people hurt themselves.
I was gonna say, that's pretty fucking funny.
Pretty funny.
I'd say, like, if you're doing it with a helmet, go for it.
It's not funny if you do it with a helmet.
It'd still be pretty funny. It'd still see be someone fucking go down like
funny.
A sack of bricks.
But, like, I don't know. It's funny to watch him fall.
The brain damage to you is what's funny.
I got a good chuckle out of it. And it's like, if you want to be that fucking dumb, I'll watch you be dumb like that. But, like, pretty damn stupid. The next one I heard about was the vandalism one, which is just fucking pointless, right?
Like, I don't understand it. It's just like...
Let's destroy a bathroom in our school.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's rip the toilet seat off. It's like, what are you doing? What the fuck is wrong with you?
That's your bathroom.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the teachers probably don't use most of the bathrooms. Like, they have their own bathrooms. And the most recent one I've heard, which is fucking dumb, I don't know what it's called, but kids are taking, like, if they have longer hair, they'll take a wrap of their hair and they'll pull it really hard. And if you pull it really hard, I guess you can hear a pop where the skin leaves the scalp. And that's the challenge.
What the fuck?
And, like, this is how dumb kids are. And you have to have doctors come out and say, yeah, that's not good. You can have bleeding in between your skin and your scalp, and it can cause infections. And then you you need extensive treatment on that. And it's like, well, yeah, you fucking idiots. Like, I don't have any pleasure in watching or participating or nothing.
I don't.
Any part of that. I don't want any part of that at all.
No, I don't understand it at all. Like, why do you want to hurt yourself like that? What the fuck is wrong with you?
But, yeah, I don't know. Kids need more of a purpose.
Yes.
They need something to drive towards, something to look forward to, you know?
They need jobs.
Jobs. Real fucking jobs. Not, I don't know what they're looking forward to being. TikTokers or YouTubers, yeah,
that's
or
just
something.
Fucking retarded.
It's like you should have something, at that age, you should have a slight bit of, like, I could do this, or I could do that.
But I'm not even saying that, but I just mean in day-to-day life, like, kids who are 15, 16, 17 years old, let alone the fucking 18-year-olds. 18, you're an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You're a fucking adult. But 15, 16, 17, like, you're in high school. You should be working. You should have a job.
Yeah.
You should be working at Dunkin' Donuts or working at McDonald's.
Most
or
of those kids want a little extra change so they can go out and go to a movie with their friends.
Yeah, go have fun and fuck around with their friends.
If they still go to movies anymore.
That's the thing. I don't even know what they do.
Like, when we were young, we loved
them. Actually, I'm not sure. I know what they do. They do. I am happy to know that, for example, I think it was a couple weeks ago, a couple weekends ago, I should say, I know I ended up finding out a bunch of my kids and, like, the grade had, like, a party on the weekend where, like, everyone went and got trashed. And I was like,
all right, that's good.
That makes me happy.
They actually have social interactions in person with large groups of people and talk to each other and
big
hang
groups
out
of people partying and drinking. And it's like, do I encourage underage drinking? No. But do I understand that it happens and it's normal? Yes. Like, that's part of growing up.
Yeah, that's
part of being a teenager is, you know, drinking beers in the woods with your friends and
well, what is that really? It's like, this is what adults do to have fun, right? When they can. They go out and drink with friends, and they have a large gathering, and they drink with each other. It's wanting to be
older
and enjoy life.
Yeah.
Little do they know, they're enjoying life the most. They're kind of at that time, probably, you know?
Did you just drop your cigar?
No, that was my phone fell off.
Right, I thought you just dropped the cigar but, like, on the floor.
It's funny. That's really what it is, though, right? You're enjoying what it's going to be like when you have more money. It's going to be older.
Pretty much.
You know, and... Well. But, like, at that time, you don't know that, like, this is some of the best times you're going to have in your life.
Yeah, you have no idea.
And you're looking forward to everything, and you don't know what's going to happen or where you're going to go, but you know you want to be there. And at that time, you don't realize, oh, this is really freaking cool right here where I am right now.
I also think it's really important that they do things like that for the social education they get. Like, think about when you're at that age. You're learning, you know, like, what it's like when people are drunk, that type of thing. You're learning how to flirt with the opposite sex.
A strange thing to learn too.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's you feel like an idiot.
Weird.
You feel like an idiot when you're first doing it.
Like, I'm sure you have those moments where you think back to something you said or something where you're trying to flirt with a girl and you're like, I was a fucking dumbass. Why didn't I just talk to her like a normal freaking person?
No.
And that's half of it too. It's just like talking to someone like they like you respect them and fucking you're actually listening to them, but back then you have no idea. But yeah, it's really important, and I'm happy kids are doing that because, you know, I can see so many of them getting sucked into just communicating through social media, and then not knowing how to actually communicate as human beings. You know what I mean?
There is a problem that I have in my classes where there's like they're. Not all of them. Some of them, though, have to look at their phones. Like, have to.
It's like a nervous tick kind of thing, almost.
Yeah, like they...
Or like a comfort thing, just...
I guess they literally can't get through a class without looking at the phone. And I'm just like, I've gotten to the point where I didn't want to be like this, but, like, people who are doing it... It's one thing if you're, like, you chuck it, you know what I mean? You look at it briefly and then put it down. I don't care. That's fine. But where it's like, they're just staring at their phones. Then I'm taking your phone.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you doing?
It's so strange for us, too, because, I mean, like, even us, I mean, like, we grew up through the evolution of the phone to, like, it's at...
Yeah, but we didn't have... At least, I don't think... What? Most of us. We didn't have smartphones.
That's what I'm saying. There was a few kids.
In high school.
There was a few kids that had a smartphone, right?
Yeah, I think the most thing we would have is like an iPod Touch.
Yeah, remember those? I remember you had the Touch.
Yeah, I had an iPod Touch.
You were making calls on the Touch. You had an app.
I had an app that if I was on Wi-Fi, I could call from.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. That was fucking great. None of us had like unlimited data.
I didn't even get a keyboard phone until I was like a junior in high school or something like that. It was fucking crazy.
I had a flip phone. I had a flip phone.
I had a flip phone until I was like a sophomore.
Yeah, I had my iPod Touch, which was great. It was, it's a really cool tool.
But yeah, I remember like a few kids had like the iPhone, like, the beginning of high school. But like,
and that was like fancy.
It was fancy shit.
It was like, oh shit, you got the iPhone 2?
Yeah, at that time it was great, and now it's like, that thing is fucking awful. But it was better than anything else at that time, so.
Do you think you were raised well?
Yeah, I do. I'm very thankful. And, like, I've realized that a lot more as you get older. Have you realized that, too?
Yes.
Do you feel the same way?
I think I was raised very well. I credit my parents big time with that. I really do.
No, like, I look back and, I feel like everybody should feel this way if they think they were raised well, You can probably look back when you're like 25 and realize if you were raised well, right? Mm-hmm. If not earlier. And then you should look back and say, wow, I have the best mom and dad in the world. And like, I feel like everybody should feel that way. Not everybody does. Not everybody has that. But like, I wish everybody could feel that way.
I do recognize that, especially in interactions I have with people. And then like minor details about stuff. If I ask you, how do you send an email to somebody? If you have to send an email, like, how do you write it in terms of like, how do you address them?
I think I still always put I don't write dear anymore, but I use like, hey, whoever, comma. Then I go down a line and write what I have to say.
Yeah, and then, like, write your name at the end, like, a space in your name at the
end. Yeah, either my name at the end, or, like, I've had certain emails set up where I just have a, what is it called?
A signature.
A signature. Attached. Yep. Yeah.
I get emails from...
And they sent, like, a text.
Yeah. Like, from students' parents, where there's, the email is, for example... I had a meeting with a parent recently. They sent me an email, the first communication at all between us. It literally, all it said, there was no, good afternoon, so-and-so, whatever. The only text in the email was, just wondering if you're going to send a link to the meet. That's it. That's literally all they sent to me. And I was like, aren't you an adult? And then even the kids, I'm like, you need to learn how to address, especially the kids. I mean, the adults are fucking lost if they're writing emails like that. But it's like, the kids that do that, I'm like, you need to learn how to write a real email. Because it's disrespectful. I'll tell you right away, when I see an email like that, the first thing that comes to mind is, fuck you.
I think so. I look at it as a more formal form of communication. Right?
Yes, it's legitimate. You're sending an email,
maybe
especially
not even
to
formal,
your...
but it's like a business form of a.
Well, that you're sending an email to your teacher.
Yeah.
Or in the case of a parent, you're sending an email to your child's teacher.
Right. You're responsible for their education. Like,
it immediately explains a lot about their kids, though. When you see that, oh yeah, it's like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's like, okay, Yeah, I'm serious. I was thinking about this the other day. It makes me so appreciative of my mom and dad. Because, like, it's funny because it's just, like, normal to me to do stuff like that. And the email's just, obviously one fucking example. But just in terms of how you talk to people.
Yeah.
Like, when you're very, like, I'm very respectful of people.
Right.
Like, I always tell people, if people help me, I'm very appreciative. If someone helps me with something, and I let them know that,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I appreciate your time. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate you taking the time to give me a hand.
That's something very important that, like, you see people do it as you're growing up. Like, you see your parents do that stuff, and you don't always do it. And, like, they teach you to say thank you, but, like, as you get older and someone does something, does a favor for you and really appreciate it, you don't just say thank you. You go out of your way to make it known.
To make them understand that you really do appreciate their help.
Yes, yeah.
And, like, I really do. I credit my parents with that because I'm like, I was just fucking raised right to have respect for people, to treat people literally. It's cliche when you hear when you're little, treat others the way you want to be treated, right? Mm-hmm. But seriously, like I always address people very politely and respectfully because I don't fucking like it if someone, for example, again, I'm just going to use that email as an example. I would never send an email, a professional email to someone that just says like, hey, what time are we meeting? Mm-hmm. Especially, I've never talked to this person before in my life.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Even if it's something as short as that, I still always
format it right.
Like, even if there's been times where I'm like, honestly, a little stressed because I don't know who I'm addressing in the email. And I don't know who to
whomever it may concern.
Right at the
to
top.
Whom it may concern.
Right at the top. And it's like, I'd rather put a name at the top, you know, than whoever.
Yeah. Concerned. Yeah, of course.
But like, I even if it's a short message, like I was saying, I still want to have the address at the top and then a signature at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. That's just standard for me. I couldn't picture it any other way.
And fuck the emails. I mean, even just, like, literally addressing people. Speaking to people with respect. I think it's being lost. I see it in this generation, man.
Yeah. That's true. A lot of that is to, you know, a lot of that's to credit to social media and stuff like that and all these reels people see and everything. And it's like, you know, I understand it. People think it's funny and cool to just what happens on these reels and stuff like that. But it's like, it's not all about just being funny. Like, showing respect and being a respectful person and then, like, having someone talk about you and be like, oh, this person, I respect this person. They're a good person and I like them, instead of just like, yeah, this kid gave me sass. I don't know what the hell he was talking about. He's pretty much a stranger to me and he said all this crap and I don't actually understand why he was doing that.
No, I agree 100%. I feel like manners and respect are, and I feel like I sound so fucking old right now. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel every generation has this, right? Where you see the next generation.
I mean,
and
everyone's always like, oh, we definitely sound old right now, but like, there's a necessity to that, I believe. Like, a necessity to adulthood, right?
Yeah, to look at the next generation and be like, just old man grumble at them.
Right. Like, you need to push them to be better, right? That's your job. There's a hardness that's necessary.
And I am that way with them. Like, I love my students. Mm-hmm. And I think they really like me. They love me as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
They know what I expect from them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, this is it. Like, I had to yell at some kids today for the first time in a long time. And I was like, Jesus Christ, guys. Like, not that this is what I was saying, but it was just afterwards. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, because I treat my students like adults. I really do.
You should.
And I that's mean, the thing. I'm like, our education system today has infantilized young adults. Where they're completely, we make them so dependent on adults, and that, oh, there will always be someone to help you, and oh, there's always a way to mend things. Meanwhile, I'm like, yeah, no, if you don't turn stuff in, it's a zero.
Right.
Like, do your work. Get it done on time.
And that made me think of,
do your fucking job.
Yeah, do your job.
Like,
exactly.
And don't fucking sass me. Like, I'm not your parent. Like, I'm your teacher. I'm in charge of you. And I don't deal with your bullshit. I'm not your parent.
Right.
Like, don't fucking disrespect me, otherwise I'm going to kick you out of my class.
When they're in your class, you're their boss, essentially. Right. And if you know, it's different from life because, like, in life, if you displease your boss, there's much higher consequences than displeasing your teacher, right? Mm-hmm. There's mm-hmm. only so much you can do at that level. You, they're there, you know? Unless they do something really horrible, they can't get fired from school, right?
Right, right.
You know?
But that's the thing. That's why it's a training ground. I'm like, you need to learn how to respect your fucking superiors. I don't mean follow, like, you know, unquestioningly, stuff like that. I would never do that. I fucking teach my kids to question everything.
They should. They really...
But you need to understand, like, you have a task. You know what I mean? Like, an assignment. You have expectations of you. And that is part of high school, is learning that. Learning how... It's like, okay, this is what I need to do. This is what I have to get done. This is what's expected of me. It's just fucking...
So, you know what you were talking about earlier? When my wife was doing... We had my wife do a political quiz to find out what... Because she was asking. She was like, I don't really know where I land on the spectrum of... From, like, liberal to conservative to libertarian to...
Yeah, what political party she aligned
with.
So,
she did one of those. One of the questions you were asking was something about I think it was if juveniles would be in solitary confinement.
Should it be illegal for the criminal justice system to put juveniles in solitary confinement?
But put that aside. What we consider a juvenile for a human being today is under 18, right? In this country anyway?
Legally speaking, yes.
It's like, they're not actually juveniles, right? They're adults.
Yes and no.
Right?
Yes and no.
They're still developing, but, like, so is an animal in the wild. Like, when we depict an animal in the wild to stop being a juvenile, they make a bunch of mistakes before they figure shit out, yeah. But they're still an adult.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're still an adult, and they still have the same treatment as everything else that's going on around them. And it's like... We don't want kids to die, so we're not going to do that to them in real life.
No, of course not. And that's why high school is a training ground. That's where you can fuck up. You know what I mean? But it's like, you got to learn.
But what I'm saying is, it's so much, it's a lot softer than it should be, right?
Yes, 100%. I 100% believe high school has become literally like middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I think it throws my kids off a little bit because I know other teachers treat them like kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you're 16, about to be 17 years old. There are 17-year-olds in the military. Like, grow the fuck up.
Yep.
Like, 100 years ago, a fucking 16-year-old was an adult working. An 18-year-old was married, probably with a kid already.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, you need to grow up. We need to stop letting kids, young, and I shouldn't say kids, young adults, ages 15, 16, 17, and again, you hit 18, you legally are an adult, let alone you should behave like one, but right. You literally legally are an adult.
Yeah, look back and like... I know, for example, my grandfather, right when he turned 18, he started a business, you know? He started a business, and he was probably married right before he was 19 years old. And it's like, that is, one, starting a business is rare as hell at 18 nowadays. How many 18-year-olds start a business? Very slim portion of the population.
Fucking right? maybe like 0.05%.
It's even rarer that an 18-year-old is married.
Mm.
And if they are, it's because of... It's probably more likely that they knock somebody up, and that's why they're married.
Yes.
You know? And that's probably even rarer now. that was probably more common 10 years ago than it is now.
I think so.
You knock somebody up now, it's more like, we're going to push you to the side. You know?
Yeah.
The mother of the child will push you aside and be like, no, this isn't how we do things anymore. Whereas before, it's like, all right, you have to start providing.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, now you're an adult. Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Get it fucking done. And I'm trying to... and it's an uphill battle, man. Because like I said, I really do believe that I think most teachers treat high school students like children. Yeah. And I don't like that. I'm like, nope. They're young adults.
I know. Treat them like young adults. From when we were in high school.
Yeah. And we hated it. We fucking hated it. Yeah. And they still hate it today. Kids, young adults do not like being treated like children.
No, they don't. And it, you know what's the hard part as a young adult, too, is when you're in that situation and the teacher's treating you like a child, it's really easy to start acting like a child if someone treats you like a child. And you don't know better at that point.
Absolutely. Also, and this is the fucking problem, right? You get these fucking high schools that treat these fucking kids, hold their hand the whole fucking way. Mm-hmm. And again, it's different. Like a freshman, yeah, they still need some hand-holding. They still need that help. They're freshmen. They're fucking new. They're like, what? A freshman in high school is what, 14 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're 14, you're a fucking kid. 14, you're still a kid.
Yeah.
But I'm talking even more the juniors and seniors. All right, juniors and seniors, you are 17, 18 years old. You are a young adult, all right? But I mean, think about it.
At that point, you're essentially an adult. There's a very small point.
Yeah, but you are still nowadays, figuring you're shit out. You're a young out. Adult,
yes.
Yes, I'm talking right now.
Yeah.
But the thing with this shit is, when you fucking treat these students like children all the way through high school, and then all of a sudden, you expect them to go to college? Think about the fucking shift from being in high school where there's always somebody to answer your question, literally about everything. You always are told where to go. You literally have bells directing you where to go. All this shit. Like, you're always going to have super, like, strict instructions on everything. Like, this is what you're doing. Then you get to college, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you're on your own. You're living by yourself. You're not with... And again, this isn't 100%, obviously, because people commute. But you're... A lot of people, you're living on your own. You are now completely self-responsible. You're expected to behave like an adult in college. Yeah, and I think what we're seeing is, because we've infantilized the high school population so much, you're seeing colleges become what high school used to be.
Yeah, so like... Right now, high school basically is giving you some sort of structure. That's the only thing it's supposed to give you, really. And when you
I think is bullshit. I think high school, you should be learning real information. Like, right. What the fuck happened, dude? Back in the day, our fucking, like, our parents, and probably more our grandparents, but even our parents a little bit, depending on how old your parents are, like, they were learning fucking Latin and Greek and, like, study like a senior in high school.
Not even that. It's, you don't even have to go that far. It's just like the stuff they had to retain in English and history and math is at a much higher level than what is done now. Even bringing it up to the college level, it's like the classes taught there are high school, like the intro level college classes are what probably, I don't know, but I'm assuming what like freshman and sophomore high school classes used to be 40, 50 years ago, right? I would assume something like that.
Similar to that. I don't know about freshman, but probably sophomore.
Sophomore, you know.
But yeah, man, it's insane because you fucking, and like that's what I fucking, dude, in my fucking classes, I push independence on them so much. And it's little things. It's little things that
they
can make a fucking difference.
They need that when they go forward, no matter where they go after high school.
I still have students asking me if they can go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, guys, don't ask me to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Just get up. Don't disturb the class. If you gotta go, get up. Go. And probably, you know, as you get to the door, if I, like, look at you, just say it. Be like, oh, I'm just running to the bathroom real quick. And you know what? I've asked them, do your other teachers make you ask to go to the bathroom or tell you that you cannot go to the bathroom? Mm-hmm. And they're like, yes. I'm like, you have teachers telling you you can't go to the bathroom? Fuck those teachers. I'm not kidding. Fuck you if you're a teacher.
Strange thing.
If you're a high school teacher and you're telling a student they can't go to the fucking bathroom, fuck you.
I mean,
seriously.
That's just weird at any age. I mean, I understand it's different at a younger age when kids are going to the bathroom, but still, like, you know, the freaking bathroom. Like, sure, if you're in fifth grade, you got to raise your hand to go to the bathroom, whatever, but you can't say freaking no to a kid, right?
No.
How are you saying no to a kid in high school?
That's the thing. I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? I'm like, these kids are fucking driving to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're going to tell them they can't go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that fucking pisses me off. Because I'm like, I, in my class, am trying to train and educate the next group of adults.
Mm-hmm.
The next group, you are going out, you're going to be voting. You need to understand the way things work. And meanwhile, you have these other fucking teachers treating them like fucking babies.
Right. And it's different because when God, they take that step to college or wherever they're going, the difference from high school is, like, everything's being taught directly to you in high school and everything's structured around what you're doing. In college, you're actually learning how to learn for yourself. You have to go find that information on your own. You know, you have your lectures and stuff, but, like, if you need to find something, you have to seek that out by yourself. It's not, like, written down somewhere for you or written on the board so you can remember it. It's, you got to go find that.
Yeah.
And you have to learn how to find that and learn how to retain that on your own.
Another thing is so many of these kids do not know how to speak up for themselves, like, at all. And I don't mean, like if they're, like, defend yourself. That's not what I mean. I mean literally just, like, self-advocating. Like, someone who, like, needs help, they, like, won't ask a teacher for help.
Yeah.
They won't say that they don't understand. And it's like, guys, speak up. Do not suffer in silence. Because if you do that, it's only going to get worse because you're going to get further. You're going to get.
Do you think that one's a modern problem, though, or you think that's something that's just always been there? That one could be something that's always been there, right? Just kids, you know. You know, not having the confidence to ask something like that yet. Or,
yeah, you know. But yes. Yeah, I think it's probably always been there. But if you're a junior in high school, you're 17 years old, and you can't, like, go up to your teacher and say, hey, like, I got a lot of shit going on at home. Is there any way that I could get this, like, submit this, you know, like, next week? Or could I have some more time just because I got a lot of shit going on at home? You know? Instead, they'll just, like, not do it or submit bullshit. You know the thing that really disturbs me? Saka, how good of a writer were you in high school? And I don't mean in terms of, like, I'm not talking Mark Twain level. I'm saying if someone said, write this and give me details. Like, you could write paragraphs, right?
Yeah, I could write paragraphs. It depended on the topic and, you know, how involved I was on it.
But, like, of course. But, I mean, literally, you're writing just a billy. Not, say you are interested. Like, you can fucking write.
Yeah, like, I can write something. Yeah, I could, you know, I would come up with something. Yes.
I have students that can, like, barely write. I'm serious.
What do you mean?
Like how? When they write, they, like, what they write down doesn't actually express, like, real, like, thoughts. And I know other teachers have had this. Like, I one of my coworkers said that they had a project where kids had to pick, like, a state, and one of the things was they had to describe natural features of the terrain of different states.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Do you know what a kid wrote for California? This is not an exaggeration.
Okay.
Rocks.
What? That's it.
They wrote rocks. This is a sophomore in high school. This is a 15-year-old. Wrote, no, that one word, rocks.
It's concerning. Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck?
Like, now, is that more of an individual example, or is that just...
It's an individual example, but there are a lot of other students that are very similar to that. Now...
Because, like, I know there are always those kids that just don't care, and so there's kids right. That think it's cool to not care, right?
That's something I try to... Sorry, continue, I'm sorry.
That was pretty much the end. But, like, there are those kids, and... I wish... I don't know the... I mean, I'm not a teacher. I don't know the best way to instill... How to show that, like, hey, you can still be cool and have friends and care about what we're learning about. And or even if you don't care that much, you can care about at least getting a good grade and passing the class, right? And that's not a, you're not a loser, right, because you're doing that. You're a loser because you do the opposite.
So that's kind of what I gave a speech to my kids recently about that. Because I was talking about some extra, like, curricular stuff that was going on at the school. And I was like, guys, go to this stuff. Like, major school events. I'm like, go to them. Take part in them. I'm like, guys.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't be the kid that I'm too cool to do that. I'm like, no, that means you're not cool at all. That means you don't do anything. Nobody wants to hang around with the people that literally don't do anything. Not to mention, you're going to get older, and don't you want to look back at high school and be like, oh, remember when we did this, and you have all these fun memories and stuff like that? And it's like, oh, no, I never did anything in high school. High school sucked. And it's like, yeah, high school sucked because you didn't fucking do anything.
You know what that stuff teaches, too? And I wish I did more of it. I did a lot.
I wish I did. That's what I said to them.
I did a lot, and I wish I did more because that stuff teaches networking.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the important part of all that stuff. You need to know how to network and create relationships here and there, even if it's not like a, you know, you don't have to be best friends with everybody, but like, if you have a good relationship with people, it's valuable. That holds value, and that can help you move forward in life. And that's something we don't understand, and like, that's something that was so great about sportsmen, because I just love sports, but like, I didn't realize the other stuff that was going on with that as I'm going through there, you know? You're building a team, you're working together, you're meeting all these new different people from all different ages and stuff like that have gone through all different stuff. And that's very important to see. And you see more of that when you go to these different group meetings and the different, you know, there's always different stuff going on at schools. Different sort of presentations or, you know, talkers come to schools and stuff like that. And it's all great. It's all great for that stuff.
Fuck yeah. And I do want to make something very, very clear right here. This is not a criticism of the students. This is not a criticism of the students.
No, it's not their
This
fault.
Is a criticism, no. Like I was saying, of the education system and the way teachers treat these kids. Because they infantilize them. They don't push them outside their comfort zone. It's always, oh, that's uncomfortable. It's okay.
Yeah, you know.
No, you need to do shit that's uncomfortable.
It's definitely the fault of the education system, but there are outside influence on the kids that have influenced the education system to see when they come in, they're softer, and then the education system kind of, they stoop down to them, right?
Yeah, which you shouldn't do. You gotta pull them up to you.
It's like a team playing down to a lesser team.
Exactly.
Right?
It's the fucking 2010 Celtics.
Yes. Yes, exactly. That's right. And you shouldn't do that. You got to play at your highest level all the time to increase the competition, essentially.
Yeah. Like, fuck me, man. And again, it's not a criticism of the kids, of the fucking students. It's not. They're the fucking students. They are going to do what the system pushes them to do. It's when you constantly accept mediocrity and, oh, it's uncomfortable, so it's okay for you to give up. No, fuck right. that. It's not okay for you to give up. It's not okay at all. You got to push through. And like, I understand. I fully understand. There's anxiety. There's nerves. Stuff like that. I understand. But it's like, you can work with that.
Yeah,
you can work with that and do.
Not you
and
can. Do, you have to.
Yeah. You have but even to. Then, you can do small steps. But still work through it. Not just, okay, you don't have to do that.
Right. There's a way for the education system to get through that kid that's not saying, you know, it's hard for a kid to say, and you should teach kids to take the hard route because that's usually the one that ends up pushing them in the right direction, right? But it's hard for kids to say, instead of they have anxiety and they're shutting down and they're just going to say, screw you, I'm just going to put my head on the desk and I'm done. You know, and then basically having an aide help them through their work or something
like
that.
Yeah, it's like
the right thing to do is have somebody there. That aide shouldn't just do the work for them if that's what they need. They need that aide to be like, all right, where are you struggling and why are you struggling? And get them to ask the questions to get to push them up and lift themselves up instead of just, you know, cushion them along and help, you know, hold them up, you know, as they're, you know, trying to breathe for life in, you know, their studies, pretty much.
Absolutely. And you know who I place a lot of this fucking blame on? Because there's a reason that right now these students are so far behind in social development and educational level skill. Mm-hmm. The government fucked these kids over with the COVID shit, remote learning, all this crap.
Yeah,
the last 2 years have been a fucking disaster. These kids have learned barely anything in 2 years.
How do you expect them to?
Exactly.
How do you expect them to in that type of environment? It's hard, and you know, nobody knew what to do exactly, but what happened was terrible. The way it was handled was not good. They fucked up royally.
Fucking awful. Jesus Christ. Like, and that's why, like, what when I teach, like you were saying, don't play down to where they are. Mm-hmm. Understand that's where they are, but grab them and pull them up to where they should be. Mm-hmm. Don't just say, okay, this is where they are, so we're going to go down there. Mm-hmm. No, we got to catch them up. Right. We need to catch up. Like, let's go. We're going to push you to where you need to be.
If you, like, freshman walks in after that COVID situation, and they've been out for a year, and now they come in and say they're, I don't know, this is just, you know, thinking randomly, but, like, say they come in and they're at like a sixth grade level or something like that. You can't come in at a freshman and teach them at a sixth grade level and try and boost them back up. It's like, no, we're here. Why are you here? You need to get here. This is what we're doing.
And you can work with that and understand that they're starting at that lower level. So it's like, okay, like we might grade a little more leniently initially. You know what I mean? While we catch you up, while we pull you up to where you need to be. But it's like, within, like, a couple months of that freshman year, it's like, okay, by a couple months into freshman year, you need to be at that freshman high school level.
Right.
Not like it's go time.
Right. It's a big step going from middle school to high school, you know?
And it's a huge step.
It's a big step.
At least it should be.
It should be. It felt like a step when I did. It did.
Oh,
it felt like
too.
A massive step, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if it feels that way anymore, but it should be. You're stepping into a situation that's supposed to mold you to go into the real world. You have 4 years to mold you to go into a real world. And even if you're going into college, which is not exactly the real world.
And it's becoming even less and less of the real world.
You're independent when you're going to you're going to college.
Not to mention, I do not like this shit that I see where it's like, oh, they're going to go to college, they'll keep learning. You can't teach expecting the kids are going to college. I literally teach.
No, you shouldn't expect that.
No, I fucking teach where I'm like, this is my class is where they're learning. Like, you want to hear something that's going to fucking melt your brain? It made me so upset. Again, not with the kids, but just with what the fuck is happening. I asked some of my juniors. Now remember, their freshman year, derailed by COVID. Sophomore year, same fucking thing. Their last 2 years of school, they were freshman, sophomore, in high school during the pandemic bullshit. Mm-hmm. They didn't know who the Axis was in World War II.
Oh, boy.
And I don't blame them.
Definitely not their
fault. I'm like, what the fuck?
But, like, why? Why don't they know that? I don't understand.
And it's because you get these fucking teachers who've been teaching for years that are just like, they can't learn it. Fuck that. Yes, they can.
They have to know that.
Jesus fucking Christ. Like, I have kids that literally don't know, like, anything about, the Holocaust other than the Nazis were killing Jews. That's it. That sentence describes all they know. They don't know how it happened. They don't know why. They don't know, like, anything. They just, Hitler was the leader of the Nazis. He killed the Jews. That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Jesus fuck, man. And again, it's not on them. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, fuck me, man. These kids are juniors. They have fucking 2 years, less than 2 years left of school. And again, it's, well, they're going to go to college. Fuck you. You can't assume that. You have to teach as though they're going out into the world. They have to be productive citizens of our fucking country.
Right.
And you're going to send them out there not fucking knowing about, like, the Constitution and what happened in World War II and... all this shit, so much key shit, the Civil right. War, not getting the...
They need to know, what their rights are as they're going into the real world, right? That's the main part of all that. And you know what their rights are. And they need to understand, from a history aspect, which what you're talking about, they need to understand the mistakes of the past, essentially, right? And they understand also the success in the past, the how we moved forward and how this country grew and how other countries grew and everything. I'm going to go back to, you mentioned that everything is based around kids going to college because that's the main route, right? That's the main route that the school wants kids to take. They want them to move into college.
Yeah. And I hate that.
And it's like, you should accept that's a possibility and prepare them for that. Right. But.
Well, that's the other thing, right? You have the school, high schools nowadays, that's kind of the main thing, right?
Right.
Prepare you for college, but then they don't. They hold your hand all the way through senior year.
It's not.
Like you're a fucking kid, and then you're expected to be an adult, and you're fucked.
And
you're
so lost. They talk about it, and they say you need to be prepared, but they don't actually tell you how you need to be prepared, really. The other thing is, it's like, teaching these kids, like, they make you feel like you have to go to college, right? Or you're going to fail.
Yeah. Oh, I've specifically said to my kids, I'm like, guys, you do not need to go to college.
You're
going to
fail.
You can go work. You can join the military. There's other things you can do. Now, am I saying don't go to college? No.
No, I
don't think, don't feel forced into that.
There was a statistic I heard recently, and it was like something like kids that do go to college on average are going to bring home more money a year. Like,
oh yeah, of course.
Over like $68,000 a year, year for a lifetime type of deal.
But even that, but, I feel like that's fucking changing somewhat.
It has to be. Look at the state of how things are going. Just with this pandemic and everything, and like going forward, because like, yeah, we had a bad time, and like things are probably gonna get better, but like things are always gonna keep getting more expensive at this point. And college isn't expensive, and families. Getting homes and stuff and everything, their wages don't catch up that fast. That's not going to drive up how much they get paid as quickly as all the prices for school is going to go up to send their kids to college. I think that you're going to see more and more kids just kind of accepting that, okay, I have to go to a community college and work and figure something out to make a decent wage instead of, oh, I'm going to go to the school that I really like that fits me perfectly and I'll pick the best major that I have fun with and I'll figure it out after that. Because that's what's going on now, right? You pick something that you think you like, and whether or not it's going to make you money or whatever, you go to school because that's the route that society has selected for you. But going forward, it's going to be like your parents might... in the future might look at you and be like, listen, this is our situation. We can't afford to do this for you. Like, if you want to go to college, you want to study this, you can go here, you know, somewhere in the state, down the street, something like that. And you can work, or you can just work or do this, or you can go to trade school or something, but sending you out of state to this big university for $50,000 a year plus is not an option anymore.
Yeah, no. And it's not. Because you see this shit, look at our generation. What's like the big thing with paying for college that you have like people like Bernie Sanders and progressive Democrats calling for concerning the loans?
They want it all covered, right?
Yeah, either like universal free college or like loan forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how about we stop pushing kids into college when they can't afford it?
Right.
How about that? How about we stop fucking creating a new generation of indebted people? If you can't fucking afford it, then don't go. Jesus fuck, we're literally putting them in a hole they can't get out of. Especially, we have this thing, go to college and study, like, whatever interests you. And it's like, first off, you should find something that you enjoy. But you should be going to college to find something you enjoy that makes money. Don't be fucking going to college to get some bullshit fucking degree that has no value on the market.
You got to provide for yourself, right? You got to take care of yourself. You need something that's going to get you somewhere. And that's different with every situation, of course, but, like, you got to figure out what that is. And the climate that's here and the climate that looks like it's coming looks like a college like that is not in the cards, you know? And, you know, I'm not big on the loan forgiveness thing, but...
No, it's insane.
It's
fucking insane.
I don't think the country can handle that. Especially with everything else that people who want social programs to cover. Like, if it's all covered at the same time, how are we going
to
do all that?
Well, not only that, it's a fucking slap in the face to everyone that fucking paid off their loans. So am I getting a fucking refund?
It is a huge slap in the face.
Fuck you, man. Especially, like, we have a fucking friend who's a mechanic who worked full time while he was in college. And he was in school learning diesel mechanics.
Right.
Working full-time to pay for it. He fucking paid for his college degree out of pocket while there. Working full-time, full-time student, full-time career as a mechanic. He busted his fucking ass.
Yeah, he did.
He doesn't have fucking college debt. Because he worked his ass off to do it. Jesus Christ, we've created...
Are these kids in 10 years going to be capable of something like that? Most of them aren't now, right?
No, most of them are not now. I don't think so. And it's only going to get worse if we keep fucking infantilizing them. You got to fucking push them. Be like, guys, do your fucking job. Mm-hmm. Which at this point is school. For fuck's sake. God, what the fuck?
And you got to push them too, because it's like... All right, you can't go to college. Maybe you can't. Then you got to pick something that you like that's going to get you somewhere. And there's plenty of things you can do. I know plenty of people did not go to college and do great, make way better money than I did. I went to college. I have 2 degrees. And
you have 2 degrees?
I do.
Wait, what's your second degree?
I have an associate's and a bachelor's. They both essentially the same thing.
Okay.
But still, you go and... What if it's just trade school? What if more kids end up going to trade schools? What, you know?
That's what we need. We're sending way too many kids to liberal arts colleges where they're learning... They're not learning a skill set.
What do they come out and do? They become managers somewhere. Or they get into sales or something like that.
Yeah, which isn't what they wanted to do. And it's not their dream.
And it's like those... Now those places are looking for people with bachelor's degrees... But they don't care what their degree is in. They just care that they have some sort... They just care that they have that certification, right? Yeah.
Which makes no fucking sense.
Right.
Oh, you went to college for 4 years. Your degree has nothing to do with the job we're offering you.
No, nothing at all.
Like, meanwhile, they wouldn't hire someone with a high school diploma who, you know, worked as a salesman for, like, a retail store.
Yeah.
For years and has experience in sales.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, you're not college educated, so we're not going to hire you.
Yep.
I'll hire a high school grad who graduated high school and worked in, like, retail sales for 4 years for a, like, sales management position, as long as they can prove it, you know what I mean, through recommendations from their former employers, things like that, over some fucking 22-year-old with a college degree in... I don't fucking know. What's some random fucking bullshit? Like, a business degree.
Yeah.
A kid with a business degree. It's like, you've never done anything, man. Like, you haven't done anything.
Right. A business degree could get you somewhere, but you still have to have a thought in mind of what business you're going to run.
Like, yeah, it's okay.
You don't get a business degree to go work for somebody, right? You get a business
degree. You shouldn't be. You should be to start your own business.
Start your own business or run somebody's business. You know what I mean? Which I guess you would be working someone if you're running somebody's business. But still, you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, you're running a business, not No, I have a college degree in business, and I'm a sales associate at a retail store.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, oh, good luck with your sales associate hourly rate paying off that the college debt, the debt you have for that business degree.
Right. No, I wish someone, you know, came to me earlier in high school and said, hey, look, think about what you're going to do after this. I know what you're doing right now is entirely about essentially just getting yourself set up for your life and having fun, you know? Like, high school is, what you're thinking about in high school is just like, hey, you want to have fun. You want to have fun. You want to meet girls. You want to hang out with your friends and shit like that. You don't want to think about the future that much.
Which is a key part of it.
Yeah.
That's a key part of it. Like
it's important.
Said,
it's that's growing important.
Up, learning social skills and interacting with each other, respecting one another, understanding what happens
point,
when you
like,
disrespect people.
Honestly, there should probably be a class where someone sits down with them and just like has like a different seminar, just like, hey, these are options when you grow up. Like this is what you can do. Like, or where do you think you can head, and how do you see yourself getting there, and like, this is how you can get there. These are the opportunities that could drive you there, because if you start now, it's going to be easier than if you start after college. Right?
Yeah. Like, I'd much rather be starting that, figuring that shit out at age 17 or 18, than, oh, I'm 22 years old, and I have $40,000 in college debt.
Right.
And that's the low end of college debt, by
that's
the way.
That's way low.
That's a state school. That's a fucking state school.
There
40 grand in debt.
There are plenty of people coming out with six figures in debt, and they won't pay that off until they're mid-30s, 40 years old, right?
And even
that's
then,
insane.
You get people, it's like, oh, I got a good job. And it's like, okay, you're also like $300,000 in debt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you may have a good paying job, but it's like, not really. Because of how much money you have to throw at these goddamn loans.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, like, kids need to be learning before they go to college about bankruptcy and things like that. And the fact that you can't, declaring bankruptcy does not get rid of student debt. That's the one fucking loan that bankruptcy doesn't get rid of. It's still there. It's a fucking noose around your neck. No matter what you do, it stays there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you fucking need to teach these fucking kids, man.
To that point, I understand where, you know, all these liberals and socialists are coming from with, like, wanting to have loan forgiveness and wanting to have college paid for and stuff, but number one, probably not good for the country. And two, it's not good to teach the kids that they can just freaking...
Yeah, something's always going to be there to bail you out.
You can't get bailed out all the time like that. Sure. This is like, this is not free. Like,
life's
not free. Sorry. You know, I know it's a free country and we say you can do what you want, but you're not free. You gotta earn your way there. You gotta earn it.
I think that's a big thing, is teaching them, teaching the next generation. And that's the thing. See, like, I'm teaching a big group of young adults, high school students. You have kids, man.
Yeah.
Like, you're a teacher. Whether you realize it or not,
right.
Like, you are.
And that's a lot more stressful form of teaching, let me tell you, man.
I'm sure.
Because, like... You look at your kids and you're like, I want other parents and teachers to come and be like, oh, they're great to have, and they're respectful, and oh, they came to my house and like, they're great to have them, you know, take them over anytime and stuff like that. That's stuff you want to hear, and like, oh, I was really impressed with them and stuff like that. And excuse me, how do you get that, right? And, as a parent, as a new parent, you don't know how to get there. It's just you're learning as the kid's learning, and you're making mistakes. And, you know, I'm sure as long as you're, you know, trying as hard as you can, and you're going to do the right thing. But you need help. You need to talk to other people. You need to get there. And you've learned that all in school, hopefully, how to figure that stuff out, because... You have all these different resources, and a lot of that is your parents, and you know, you don't always have these teachers that you look to,
looked upon as mentors and stuff like that anymore, but hopefully you remember some of the stuff you learned from them, and hopefully they were really good teachers, because that's probably where you get a lot of this stuff, you know?
And that's a big thing. That word mentor. Your teachers should be mentors.
Mm.
It's like you spend a lot of time with them.
There should be teachers that you look up to. And yeah. Like, oh, man, I could be like,
them. They're a good person. Like, oh, I really like this teacher. They care about me. They want me to succeed. They want me to do well. You know, it's like, it's, ugh. You just gotta fucking get there, man.
So what do you think needs to happen for, I think society needs some sort of drive to get, I feel like we're in like a, we're in a rut, right?
Yeah, oh, I think so.
We're in a rut.
Oh, I feel like I'm swimming against, what, swimming upriver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Swimming against the current, right?
I'm swimming against the current in terms of trying to create successful young adults, because the system that they are in is the exact opposite. It's creating a dependent group.
Right.
And I know I'm not alone. I know there's other teachers that feel the way I do, where it's like, we gotta fucking get them going. We gotta get them going where they're independent and strong-minded and you know, capable. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know
so many people say, like, you know, we're in these hard, you know, we're in a time right now where, like, you know, we had hard people that.
Oh, you're going to do the hard people create a good times thing?
Right, and now good times create soft people. But, like, it's true, right?
We're in the good times create soft people stage.
Right.
No, actually, I think we might be coming out of that and going into the
hard times creating hard people type of stage, heading into that.
No, I think we're in the. So there's the hard times create strong people. Strong people create good times. Good times create weak people. Weak people create hard times.
I see. Yeah.
I think we're in the weak people create hard times.
It could be, but like,
look at our leadership. Look at your leadership everywhere.
Look, you're one of those people though right now that is like, you're trying to prevent the weak people, and you're trying to prevent those weak people because they're going to create the hard times.
Yeah.
Right? And we don't want to have the hard times. And no. So many people are like, oh, we need the hard times, right? We need to get there. We need this war, or we need this big traumatic event to get people to harden up and come together.
I have said that before.
And it's like,
but yeah, if we can really stop that from happening, that'd be great.
We don't want that to happen, right?
No.
That's not a good thing.
No, you don't want the hard times.
And there are ways to get rid of people being weak so we don't have that happen. I don't know. What do you think is, let's see, do you want to look ahead and see and predict what the hard times would be? Or do you want to look ahead and predict what the, how the good route would go?
Well, I think, I don't know if they're stopping the hard times. I think we're going into them.
Right.
Already. I think the goal now is to create people that will be able to get us through the hard times. I think we're going into it right now. Extreme division in the country, right? People hate each other because of each other's political views, cut each other off. We have this new generation of young adults and kids who live in a pretend world, literally. They just spend all day staring at a fucking phone, staring at a computer screen, with no real life experiences. And I think you're also seeing it, like I was saying, in our leadership. I think we're already in the hard times. Look how shitty our leadership has been at all levels. The education system sucks. Our presidents are not good.
Right. How many people look around and say, we don't have good options for leadership, right? The people that are going into leadership nowadays that want to be there are shit people. They're not good people.
Yeah, they're not leaders.
Like, they're not someone that you want to freaking be friends with and sit down and have a conversation with, right?
No.
No.
Fucking, I don't think that we've had a, and I'm just focusing on presidency because it's the most, like largest, biggest thing. I don't think we have had a remotely good president since Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And, like, he's majorly flawed, but he was a good president. A
decent president, man. The United States did okay under him. Bush
fucked up
Bush
royally.
Fucked up. He got us into two fucking wars that we were stuck in for 20 fucking years.
Fucked up royally. He's never apologized for any of that.
Nope. We invaded Iraq for no fucking reason.
No reason. We just got... Should we talk about Afghanistan quick? Have you talked about this? We talked
about Afghanistan quite a bit.
A lot on the podcast. Yeah.
We had Joey on. We had Joey on. We did a whole episode right after we pulled out to talk about how he felt because he fought there.
All right. I won't get into it then because if you got...
Yeah, no. We've hit it pretty hard.
The one thing that... I will say this. That gets me about it. And this is just like a... From a war type of standpoint. It's like, we lost, right?
Yeah, it was a failure.
We lost. It's like you don't get to dictate what happens when you lose. So I understand there's so many people flipping out that, like, we lost these people when we left. It's like, you know, we lost. We lose these people. And it's like, it's terrible. It was avoidable. Shouldn't have happened. The other thing that gets me is freaking, why are they sitting there with all our freaking MRAPs and fucking Humvees and equipment and everything?
Poor leadership.
And it's like, the fuck? For thousands and thousands of years, we've known if you're going to lose, you destroy your stuff.
Yeah.
You destroy it. You get the fuck out of there, you know?
I have a bunch of students who didn't know that we were fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq.
What? How?
I don't know.
Oh, that makes me fucking mad.
Yeah. I've had students tell me, we had one class where we were taught, it was actually, man, it was,
What the fuck?
We did two classes where we just talked about 9/11. It was right on the eve of the anniversary of 9/11. And then the following after 9/11, because 9/11 was on the weekend this year. So before 9/11 and then afterwards, I had a class before and when we came back after the weekend. And we didn't do, like, curriculum stuff. We did talking about the war in Afghanistan, why we were there, what's going on, what happened, why'd we leave, what's the situation, who are the Taliban, who, like, what, all this stuff. And I'm not kidding. I had multiple students of mine tell me, I feel like I learned more in that one class than I've ever learned in history. And I'm like, that's not fucking funny. Like, that's fucked up.
I think people just wanted to ignore what was happening, and all these parents never even mentioned to their kids what actually was going on. They grew up with it, and they were sick of it, but, like, you gotta tell your kids this stuff. They gotta know. They
understand what the fuck is going on.
It's like, this is our country, our people that we're sending over there. You can't be uneducated about that. Is what we're involved with, whether you like it or not, and I hope you like it because you're part of this country. You got to know what we're doing. You have to know what the hell we're doing.
And this comes to my thing about how I think we're in the hard times.
Yeah.
I think we're already in it. I mean, look at what's happening, man. Fucking inflation's going up. You know, the fucking cost of everything's increasing. Political divisions sky high. Trust in the institutions that we have is at rock bottom. Nobody fucking trusts anything. Like, dude, think about it. You have a fucking pandemic going on, and you have, people don't trust the fucking vaccines because the government lied about it. Lied about the masks, then turned around and said, oh, no, you do need masks. No, you don't. Like, all this shit. But, like, it's so... The American people are do not trust our institutions anymore. And I think you should always have skepticism of your government. You should always be suspicious of them. That's a good thing. But in terms of literally not, like, believing literally almost anything they say, you're like, they're lying. They're lying. The media outlets just lying and manipulating the public.
Nobody trusts anybody, right? Doesn't matter
what side. Nobody trusts anybody.
Doesn't matter what side you're on. You don't trust anyone. No. Right? And it's like there needs to be a level of trust and honesty. There has to be.
And I don't know how we fix that. I don't know how we fix that. I really don't. Like, what the how do you rebuild that trust in our institutions?
I think you need to restructure something, right? You need to get people to work together and think differently a little bit. Because, like, you can't have just this flip-flop and, like... Look, I think right now what we're aiming for with Trump getting out and then what we're seeing with Biden right now, a bunch of, like... I think we might be aiming for a bunch of four-year presidencies back-to-back.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know? And it's like... Hasn't happened in a while.
Unless we get a uniter. Unless we get someone in who literally is, like, in the middle in terms of their beliefs on things. And they, you know, can genuinely kind of appeal to both sides. All right? Because you literally had Trump, who was the most divisive president in recent memory.
Yep.
And then you have Joe Biden, who... It's like nobody on the right, and I would say probably most people in the middle. One, and I'd say even a lot of people on the left. Joe Biden is a fucking a complete mess.
He's a complete mess.
He literally. Look, why did they put him there?
Because he was the vice president before, and he was the best candidate for them, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Just on status alone.
On status, not on actual policy, not on intelligence, not on literally anything else. It was, he was in the Senate for fucking, what, 40 fucking years, and he was vice president. And it's like, okay, what has he fucking done? What like, signs of leadership during, like, tough times did he have? Like, leading people through shit. We have such a fucked up problem here with these career politicians that have never done anything in their fucking lives. And we're putting our trust in them to run the country. And they literally have never done anything. They've been in government. They've been a politician for so fucking long. They literally are not part of the fucking real world anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you think fucking Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Trump or fucking Mike Pence, do you think they know what, like, the cost of a gallon of milk is? Do you think they know, you know...
They don't care.
No, that's it. They don't fucking care. They don't care. They never served in the military, so they don't give a fuck about people in the military. They've never struggled fucking financially, so they don't give a shit about people barely getting by. Like, it's... What the fuck are we doing?
And
God, we need real leadership.
The division in there is huge because it's like... The left is pushing so hard. They are so far to the left that they will not... You know, you just said that we need someone in the middle to draw people together. Are you going to get that one person as a president?
There was somebody on the left who probably could have done it.
She had no chance.
And that's the problem.
She had no chance because her whole party wouldn't back her.
Yeah.
The entire party, nobody would have backed her. No matter how good her policy was, no matter how likable she was, her entire party would not have backed her.
Tulsi Gabbard, and you guys who are listening, you know, if you've been listening, we've talked about Tulsi a lot. I think out of all the candidates, and you guys know, we are both libertarians, but, like, did I agree with Tulsi Gabbard on pretty much any of her real domestic policy? Not really, no. But I would not have been, like, ashamed or just like, oh my God, this person's our president. Like, nope, she's a leader, literally, an officer in the military, and
she cares about the people in this country at all levels.
Yep. And now she's not even in the government. She's not a representative in the House anymore.
No.
She's just a private citizen again.
She's not going to run again.
I don't know
what her goal is and everything like that with where she's going, but I wish she stuck with it, and I think she just got so disgusted with our system that she backed out.
And I think that's what happens with a lot of people.
Because she said herself she was the only one that tried to cross lines and go across, you know, across the aisle at the freaking Congress meetings and meet with other members of Congress from the other side. She's the only one that tried to do that, right?
one of the very
few. One of the very few.
I hope Rand Paul runs again for the Republicans.
I hope he does too. And
I mean, I'd love it if he fucking ran as a Libertarian.
I would too. I hope he has a shot though. That's the thing. I hope he has a shot. And like, the Republicans aren't much better because there's probably there might be a few more candidates on the left that are more closer to the center, but the right works with the left more. Right? Well, in the case of Rand Paul, yes.
Yeah, but then even there are people on the left who are more centrist, who work with some people on the right. But the thing is, that's the problem. What happens is, if you have Republicans who work with people on the left,
they're willing to compromise.
Yeah, the Republicans and the Democrats who are willing to compromise, when they do, their party turns against them.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're weak. They gave in.
Right.
You know what I mean? They attack them.
They're different factions.
Yeah, 100%.
They're not two different parties of the same cause. They're different factions.
They're different factions within one party.
You know what I think would be great, and it will never happen, but I think it would be awesome. We've talked about it before. But
Libertarian president.
Well, that would be great. Obviously. Obviously. I think the mantle of president is destroying us right now, right? It's...
Yeah, but also Congress. I mean, it's not just the fucking president. Congress is retarded. The people in Congress are stupid. And I'm not saying eliminate the president,
but like, we've talked about before. I think if you had two presidents of equal power of different parties, they're forced to work with each other.
Oh, yeah, like the consuls in Rome.
The consuls in Rome.
Consuls in Rome. And literally, and usually in the Roman Republic, the two consuls were polar opposites. Usually.
They're forced to work with each other, and they... And people want them to work with each other, because if they're not working with each other, then they're not working for the people, right?
Yeah, and not to mention, it'll make it so that the public feels represented, even if, like, you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Exactly. Both sides are represented.
It's not
that I have my guy there.
Exactly. It's not our guy lost, and now we're fucked for 4 years, and the people we hate are running the country. Instead, it would be like, okay, like, we you know, got one someone we support in there, and... You know, there's someone we don't really support, but hopefully they can work together to get shit done.
Right.
We've talked about that, I think, many times.
Many times.
On this podcast. I really do believe that a Roman Republican style of executive part of the government, having two presidents that share power and that have to work together, I think that would do wonders for our country. Absolute fucking wonders for our country.
I really think it would be an awesome thing, and it would... I think it would put a halt to the division.
It, at the bare minimum, would slow it down.
It would slow it down, and you know...
Because you would feel represented. You'd feel like you had somebody there who you
believed in. If it worked for one term, it might stick, you know?
And the thing that's disheartening is I don't think that will ever happen.
And it's not even remotely possible. and it sucks because, like...
I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
And it's stupid because every time around... Because you look at the election... If that was the election process, it's like... I feel like if that was the thing, everybody would be voting for two people. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not voting for a president and a vice president. You're voting for two presidents on separate sides. So you're getting Republicans voting for their Republican and their Democrat, Democrats voting for their Republican and their Democrat.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're going to get the best option on both sides that brings them closest to the center.
Yeah. Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely. Jesus fuck. This is what we need, man.
I think that's an awesome idea.
I think we solved it.
And, like... I mean, that's just, like, one step to the creation that's, like, a long shot in our minds that fucking most people probably don't even think of something like that. But...
Knowing our education system, I'm willing to bet most Americans have no idea what
a consul is. They don't know what a consulship is at all. And it wouldn't be a consulship, so to speak. It's still a presidency.
Yeah, it'll be the presidency, just two of them.
It's not going to be a one-year term. It's not, you know...
It's a four-year term. Fucking... But just having two of them. One And the only issue with that is if you do something like that, you can cement that two-party system, which I don't know if I like. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you'll have one Democrat president, that's one Republican, true. Which is fucking dangerous. That's the only bad thing. How do you get around that? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing we got to figure out, is how would you do it so that you don't make it so that it completely shuts out other political parties? That's the danger here.
That is the danger of that, and I don't know, and I,
Well, actually, you know what you could do?
What?
You could still do it where you're not voting for two people. You're only voting for one, and the two people who get the most votes get the two consulships, the two presidencies. You know what I mean?
Right, just like...
It'd be the exact same way it is now, but it would just be the person who gets the most college votes.
So there'd be no primaries, essentially, right? There wouldn't be a lot of narrowing it down, because there'd have to be more than two options at the end.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because, yeah, you do the primaries, then you just end up again with one versus one.
Yes. You need more than one versus one. And then there wouldn't be vice presidents, essentially. You wouldn't need them. It would be like...
Or you could even still have the vice president, but kind of get it back to the role it was supposed to be. Which is, they don't do anything. They're literally there in the event the president gets assassinated or dies or something. You know what I mean?
Right.
You could still have a vice presidential ticket. Somebody who, like, who's your vice presidential pick?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Or do they still pick?
Or maybe.
Do they pick their.
Maybe the top two are the two presidents, and then number three and four are the vice presidents.
Could be.
Do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And where it's not that the vice presidents are assigned to one of the presidents, it's just that whoever that third most, the person with the third amount. Third most votes is the higher ranked vice president, so that if something happens to one of the presidents, the person with the third most votes would move up to fill that gap.
The other thing with that is, if that were to come into place, would people that were in the race that usually end up, you know, in the primaries getting wiped out within the first 3 or 4 months, would they hang around longer? Could they probably jump up?
I think so. Fuck yeah.
Absolutely. That'd be interesting.
It would also encourage people to genuinely vote for who they actually want.
It'd be more not of a the policy, lesser of two evils. It'd be more of a policy-based voting I'm voting for my team. Team voting is terrible. Absolutely.
Yeah, Washington horrible. Was right. Washington was right.
He was 100% right. Doing
political parties, fucking Adams and Jefferson.
I don't remember when I learned about that, but I was young, and first time I learned that Washington was like, yeah, we can't become these separate parties within the same country.
Yeah, it was during his farewell address
when
he was leaving the presidency, and immediately Jefferson and Adams formed two political parties.
Horrible.
And I love Jefferson and I love Adams, but it's like, fuck! Like,
come on, guys.
Guys,
what the hell?
God damn it.
And, like, both of them were probably better administrators than Washington, but, like, it's just, like, he was right. He was right about that.
It's also, they were just more active presidents than him. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Washington was, he kind of left everything to Alexander Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to run the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I think we came up with a wonderful solution to all the country's problems. But,
yep.
I think I'm good to wrap, if you are.
I am absolutely good to wrap.
All right.
Till next time, fellas.
Till next time, guys. Thanks for listening.
Happy to be back, guys.
Yeah, happy to have you back. And we do have some news on the horizon about the podcast, so we will be letting you guys know. Again... You guys can always reach us at thenewsonsofliberty2019@gmail.com. If you ever have questions or you want to hear us talk about anything in particular, definitely let us know. And also remember, we do now have hoodies and 3/4 length sleeve t-shirts as well. You guys will be able to see them much more easily when you see what the news is about the podcast, which we will probably talk about on the next episode. That'll kind of change the game a bit. But
on the next episode.
Yeah. But until next time, guys, Minutemen, keep your powder dry.